Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. How are you all doing? 1 year ago today, I was in Vancouver. I miss Vancouver weather. I didn't sweat the second I went out like I do in Japan. And I love how the sun is out until 11 p.m. in Vancouver. I remember how I used to go out on night walks with my friend, and it was pretty safe, to be honest. There were also other people out on night walks. We weren't the only ones. I walked so much last summer, but this summer it is impossible to go out because of the hotness. It is way too hot outside to walk for more than 10 minutes. I feel sorry for my dog because their walks used to be an hour long and now they are 10-minute walks. After he pees and poops, the walk is over. I don't want him burning his paws. I can't wait until summer is over. I swear, summer in Japan wasn't this hot when I was a kid. The level of heat is extreme. I hope everyone out there is safe. Don't forget to drink water and stay hydrated. I'm starting to regret coming back to Japan. I think I should have waited until summer ended. It's crazy to think how much one life choice, how much power one life choice holds. I think if I didn't come back to Japan in the springtime of this year, I would have moved back to Canada. Who knows what my life would have been like? Sometimes I like imagining what life would have turned out like if I took a different choice. I do this before I go to sleep because it helps me sleep quicker. I think a lot of people do this, creating scenarios in their head. And it makes me feel better too. I think I talked about this before in my podcast, Multiverse. This was one of the first podcasts I made. I remember feeling depressed before writing this podcast, but when I finished it, I felt better. What I said was, whenever I feel sad, I like to think that there's multiple universes of my life. And in another universe, something I wanted to happen, happened. A different outcome, a different story. This makes me feel better. So if you ever feel down, I want you to imagine this. Imagine that there's another you who got what you wanted. Today's podcast is about things I miss about the USA. I put surprisingly because I never thought I would miss the US because I was so tired of it when I left last time. Number one, going to Starbucks. I miss going to Starbucks. I mean, there's a lot of Starbucks stores in Japan, but it's not the same. I don't know what or why I feel like it's different, but it's very different. Well, obviously, the menu is different, and so are the sizes and the prices. But I feel like Japan's Starbucks feels more like a luxurious place to be at. It feels like a place where people go to study at, but in the US, Starbucks is like a place you relax with friends. Even the drive-thru has different vibes. I promise, it's different. I'm not sure if Japan has this, but I miss the pink drink. The pink drink is a refresher with strawberries and lemonade. And I'm for sure going to miss the pumpkin spice latte. Why is it that Japan doesn't have this drink? I love pumpkin spice latte. I am pretty sure if Japanese people tried this, they would fall in love with it. It tastes like pumpkin pie. But there's no pumpkin pie in Japan. Number two, American fast food. Believe it or not, I miss American fast food. I miss Chipotle, In-N-Out, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, so many fast food restaurants. There were so many options for fast food in the US. You can see why obesity is a problem in the US. If you ever visit the US, I recommend you to go to In-N-Out. It's affordable and it tastes good too. I love the Double Double, which is a double cheeseburger, and I love the vanilla milkshake. One thing to avoid when you go to the US, McDonald's. It tastes nothing like Japan. I hate American McDonald's. Also, Canada's McDonald's tastes like shit. Number 3, spicy tuna rolls. Have you ever heard of spicy tuna rolls before? Maybe you haven't if you've never traveled slash been abroad before. A spicy tuna roll is a maki sushi roll that usually contains raw tuna and spicy mayo or sriracha. I prefer spicy tuna rolls with spicy mayo. Number 4, hot Cheetos. Hot Cheetos are my favorite snack. You can get them anywhere in the US. I especially like the extra hot Cheetos. One thing that sucks about Cheetos is your fingers end up all red and icky. The red powder doesn't come off at all. It takes like a week for all the powder to come off. Number 5, Mexican food. You can't get Mexican food in Japan. Why? Maybe because Japanese people don't like Mexican food, but I don't think a lot of people have tried Mexican food before. But I'm sure they will enjoy Mexican food because taco rice exists. Number 6, weather. When I say I miss the weather in the US, I'm talking about California's weather. I miss how dry and warm it was. No humidity. I think what I miss the most about my time in San Diego is the weather. If I could afford it, I would definitely like to live in San Diego one day. Number 7, Target. If you are from the US, you know what I'm talking about. There is something about Target that no store can really replicate. They have everything. From diapers to TV speakers, they have everything. I love how the US has big stores with a lot of options. Convenience and variety are king in the US. Even in relatively small towns, you'll find a relatively large store with a decent number of options for most items. There are so many products I miss getting from Target, like boxed mac and cheese. I know it's unhealthy, but I really like boxed mac and cheese. I brought it home for my brother this year, and he was really excited when he saw them. There's two flavors I like. Number 1, cheddar cheese. And number 2, white cheddar shells. I also miss Trader Joe's. I really liked Trader Joe's dark chocolate and peanut butter cups. Number 8, people smiling when they make eye contact with you. In the US, it's common to acknowledge others on the sidewalk or in a store with a slight smile or nod. But if you did that in Japan, I think a lot of people will be creeped out. Number 9, dogs. You see dogs in Japan, but the dogs are pretty much the same small dogs. In the US, you can see all sorts of dogs, like big poodles, German Shepherds, and Border Collies. People all over the world love their dogs, but I've never been anywhere else in the world where dogs are treated like full members of the family. Number 10, how friendly people are. I miss having small talk with people in the elevator. I miss how friendly people were. Not everyone is friendly in the US, but compared to Japan, everyone is a lot more friendlier. And it's easy to make friends in the US. I think that in Japan, in order to meet up with friends, you will need to book in advance. You will need to ask them when they're free in advance to see them. Not a lot of people here are like, hey, let's hang out tomorrow. Or like, hey, do you want to get dinner tonight? Japan's more like, hey, are you free next month on the 14th? I feel like I only have one true friend I can count on in Japan. She's the only friend that would probably let me crash at her place if I missed the last train. or the only friend that would give me real advice, even if it would hurt to hear it. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Toodaloo! ポッドキャストのワイク付きスクリプトはすべてポッドキャストプレミアムにてアクセスができます。月額880円でポッドキャストのワイク付きスクリプトと会員様限定のポッドキャストもアクセスが可能です。気になった方はぜひホームページをご覧ください。オンライン英会話スクールハーモニーアカデミーも生徒さん募集中です。グループレッスンですが、人数を変更し、6名から3名になりました。9月のレッスンスケジュールも上がっているので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。はい、それでは皆さん、Thank you so much, Toodaloo!